it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A group of state lawmakers met this afternoon with death row inmate Robert Roberson. His shaken baby murder conviction has drawn nationwide attention. KRLD's Russell Scott spoke with one of the lawmakers who went to the TDCJ unit in Livingston.
Roberson's execution date is set for next week, but this group of state lawmakers has been working for more than a year to get him a new trial, saying his conviction was based on faulty science. Rowlett State Representative Retta Bowers, among those who met with Roberson, and is asking that he get a new trial.
We will not let, you know, his life or his dignity be diminished in these hours as he moves towards something that we're definitely trying to stop.
Roberson's case remains on appeal, but again, his execution is set for a week from tomorrow. In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Frontier Airlines launching some new routes out of DFW. Starting this week, Frontier is flying three times a week to El Paso. It's also offering nonstops to Charleston, South Carolina, and Tucson. Now, with these new routes, Frontier is going to expand their service to 41 cities. Now, the introductory rates begin at $29. But you have to buy them before the end of the month, and you have to take your trips before Christmas.
Fewer Americans are planning to travel over the winter holidays. Bankrate released a new survey showing that many Americans actually plan to pull back over Thanksgiving in December compared to last year. Only one in five adults say that they plan to stay in a hotel, a short-term rental, or fly over the holidays. The survey found that the biggest change involves men, younger adults, lower-income households, and parents with young kids. Holiday travel is expected to be about 27% lower than last year. Bankrate believes the post-pandemic travel demand is finally dwindling because of diminished savings, high interest rates, and inflation.
The Senate again failed to reopen the government today when another continuing resolution failed.
The word? Frustrating. For essential federal workers not getting a paycheck, for travelers dealing with delays, and for members of Congress disagreeing with how best to reopen for business. Congressman Keith Self.
While we're working in our districts, it's extremely frustrating that we're not in D.C., taking care of the business of the nation that we need to be doing.
Democrats want to attach a deal to extend subsidies for Obamacare recipients who will see premiums skyrocket in a few months. Republicans will talk about that, but not as a negotiating tactic to reopen the government. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, Dallas police are investigating a deadly shooting that happened yesterday afternoon. We told you about this one. It was at a shopping center near Wheatland Road and I-20. Dallas police say 22-year-old Kiana Hampton shot 41-year-old Cecilia Simpson several times before taking off. Simpson was taken to a nearby hospital where she later died. Hampton was arrested later that same day and is now charged with murder. Police say the investigation is ongoing.
Governor threatening to withhold road funds from cities and counties if they don't remove political ideologies from streets.
The Trump administration has declared rainbow crosswalks a sign of gay pride, a distraction. There are a handful of them in Texas. The move from Abbott comes 3 days after the right-wing social media account Libs of TikTok criticized the crosswalks and tagged Governor Abbott in a post that's been viewed more than 3 million times. Earlier this month, Houston repainted its rainbow crosswalk in Montrose. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Red River rivalry is happening this weekend. The annual game between the University of Oklahoma and University of Texas expected to bring nearly 100,000 fans to the Cotton Bowl Stadium. The largest crowd ever was just a little over 96,000 back in 2009. In 10 and 11, the stadium's capacity is only 92,000, though. The game is sold out this weekend. Texas Longhorns currently favored to win.
Hurts. It's still the talk of the political world. The government shutdown enters a second week with no end in sight. We get some perspective on the shutdown from Collin County Congressman Keith Self. He's on the KRLD Newsline. So how frustrating is it right now dealing with something like this?
Well, the House has done our job, so we are basically on 48-hour recall to come back should the Senate do something. So while we're working in our districts, it's extremely frustrating that we're not in D.C., taking care of the business of the nation that we need to be doing. So it is frustrating. And frankly, this recurring event, that too is frustrating because we've only taken this out to November the 21st. So we will be doing this again on November the 21st. So it's terribly frustrating. It's not the way to run a $30 trillion economy 2 or 3 months at a time.
Yeah, this is not the first time it's happened. We've gone through this several times before. But for our listeners that, you know, want to know what's going on right now, who's talking, who's not talking, can you kind of summarize your perspective of what's happening?
I can. Frankly, as I said, the House has done our job. We've passed a clean CR. We've sent it over to the Senate. We've passed something that would fund our military troops for sure, and their paycheck is coming up. And frankly, our junior enlisted don't have a lot of reserves, so they need their paycheck. The Senate needs to get this done. So who's talking? Frankly, there is a battle royale going on social media right now for the hearts and minds of the American people. The American people need to be aware of this, that the Democrats are refusing to fund the government. So that's the message that they need to hear. Look, as Republicans, we want to get this done. We want the Democrats to come alongside. It's the filibuster that's doing this, a 60-vote filibuster. So they need 60 votes for closure, and then they need to pass the bill. And the Democrats are insisting on $1.5 trillion more in spending. That's when our nation is $37 trillion in debt, approaching $38 trillion. And they want health care for illegals. It's on page 57 of their CR.
One of the things that we're starting to see the impacts of around here is especially dealing with air traffic controllers and how a lot of them are calling in sick, and so it's causing delays. All of a sudden, this government shutdown is kind of affecting millions and millions of people.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the whole point. Why do the Democrats want to put our entire flying public in danger? Why in the world would they do that? We need to get the air traffic controllers back on the job so they don't call in sick. They don't get a job driving Uber. We want them in the towers protecting the American people, protecting the airplanes that are in the air. This makes no sense to me why the Democrats in the Senate would endanger our flying public.
That's Plano Congressman Keith Self. We reached out to the Democratic Party and Congresswoman Julie Johnson for a response to this. They had told us that she wouldn't be able to join us.
It's actually not fun for Jerry because he's been fined $250,000 by the NFL for telling a group of Jets fans in New York what he really thought of them. He gave them the bird, the old half a peace sign.
That's right.
And it was all caught on camera. Viral video now. Jones told the guys 105.3 The Fan that it was all just a big mistake.
That was inadvertent on my part because that was right after we'd made our last touchdown, and we were all excited about it. There wasn't any antagonistic issue or anything like that. I just put up the wrong show on the hand, but that was inadvertently done. And I'm not kidding. It was if you want to call it accidental, you can call it accidental, but. It got straightened around pretty quick. I've had a chance to look at it. It got straightened around pretty quick, but the intention was thumbs up and then basically pointing at our fans because everybody was jumping up and down excited.
Who doesn't know the difference between their thumb and their middle finger?
I've thought about that. I have never given someone a thumbs up and accidentally flipped them off.
Yeah, but that's, Jerry says it was inadvertent.
All a big mistake now.
And then on a completely unrelated subject, he told a story about having dinner Saturday night in New York at the Polo Lounge and running into an old friend whose name he just couldn't put his finger on, so to speak.
While we were having our dinner ham of my John Helm of my appearance came up and was celebrating his wife's birthday and having a big time and getting ready to go over and be on one of the late night shows. So we had a lot of fun talking about the times when we went over and did the series that I did on Landman.
He couldn't even remember the series.
Yeah, not only could he not remember my John Hamm, and he couldn't remember the show he was on.
Oh, wow. John Hamm was in. He was in New York. He had a cameo on SNL, which is why he was there.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.